Let's get out of Queensland, where despite the allegations aired on last night's Four Corners program, the government there is not budging in backing the proposed Adani coal mine. The program revealed alleged cases of bribery, corruption and environmentally destructive behaviour by the Adani company in India. It also looked at the way the company uses tax havens to hide its profits. But the Queensland government maintains the company will be held to account when operating in that state. George Roberts reports.
Adani's Carmichael mine that's proposed for Queensland's Galilee Basin promises to be the biggest coal mine in Australia. Last night's Four Corners program documented the company's record of operating in India, including evidence suggesting widespread environmental breaches. Queensland's Premier is Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Look, I saw those reports last night and I've made it very, very clear to the people of this state that we have the strictest environmental conditions attached to this.
A former Indian environment minister alleges the Australian government failed to look at the Adani Group's environmental and financial conduct in India. Anastasia Palaszczuk wouldn't be drawn on how those would be monitored.
Oh, I might get Dr. Lynham to talk about that.
The state's mines minister, Anthony Lynham.
There's 220 strict environmental conditions on Adani. The Minister for the Environment has the power to suspend operations if any of these are breached. There'll be strict monitoring throughout the entire mining process, the setting up of the mine, the mining process.
He concedes that Adani, which owns the Abbott Point coal loading facility, has already breached one environmental condition when it released contaminated water during Cyclone Debbie.
They were picked up immediately by the Department of Environment, and Adani have been fined for those breaches at Abbott Point.
Adani appealed against the $12,000 fine. But the federal government's also defending the company. A Central Queensland MP, the federal member for Capricornia, Michelle Landry, says the Indian mining company has fully complied with all Australian government requirements.
I can't really comment about what they do over in other countries, but I know here they've been very professional. I've had a lot of dealings with them and they certainly are following everything that the government tells them that they have to do. But there's also a lot of Australian workers attached to Adani as well here, and they do have to follow Australian.
Both state and federal governments prefer to focus on the 10,000 jobs the company claims the project will create. Anastasia Palaszczuk again.
You only have to travel to regional Queensland to understand what this project means to thousands of families out there that will be employed through this project.
Anthony Lynham again.
There'll be peak construction, there'll be 10,000 jobs. If you take an average over the 25-year period of the mine, that's 1,460 jobs in the mine itself over a 30-year history of the mine. But if you take peak construction, that's construction of the port, the railway, the airport, the mining camp and the mine, that's 10,000 jobs.
Work on the project is due to start this month. Adani Australia's website shows it is hiring. It has set up a jobs portal. At first glance, there are dozens of jobs on offer. A refined search shows only four are for jobs with Adani: for a lawyer, a spin doctor, an environmental compliance coordinator, and a reporting analyst. The other jobs on its portal include jobs at bottle shops and private advertisements for nannies. Dr. Lynham again.
Of course, they'll be starting work out on the mine site in the next few weeks. The final approvals are in for the Coordinator General for the railway line. As far as I've heard from Adani, and remember it's a private project, but it's full steam ahead.
As for the claims that Adani's environmental record is tarnished in India, Anthony Lynham says it's different here.
They're in our backyard now, our laws, our rules, our regulations. The strictest environmental conditions anywhere in the world.
That's the Queensland Mines Minister, Dr. Anthony Lynham, ending George Roberts' report.